Cai Ling was the commander-in-chief of the Students' Democracy Movement in Tiananmen Square in 1989. She led the student protest and the hunger strike for a better, freer, and more loving China. When the government, Chinese government, cracked down on the student protesters in Tiananmen Square, Cai Ling was on the run from authority who wanted her in prison. She became a fugitive and eventually escaped to the US. She earned two Ivy League degrees, found her true love, and became a highly successful entrepreneur. She tried many ways and many things, but her quest for freedom was never satisfied until she had an unexpected encounter with a formerly forbidden faith in Jesus Christ. What is this freedom? And where can we find the absolute freedom which our hearts long for? How can we, as the followers of Christ, truly live in this freedom to glorify God? As we study 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, together at this time, we will find that God calls you to be free. Before we start, let's overview the content in chapter 3 quickly. Comparing the differences in the ministry of Moses in the Old Testament, Paul was telling the Corinthians about the glorious new ministry of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. Paul was highlighting to his audience that from the Lord Jesus, the new experience in the Spirit will bring them freedom and in ever-increasing glory. Let's look at the verse 16 to 18 and see what they mean to us today. Verse 16, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. God's way for us to be free is through turning to the Lord. I would like to address the veil first. Veil in the Bible, used for a head covering, a veil for the face, to hide, to cover. According to verse 13 to 15, the veil still remains on the Israelites' hearts. It reminds of their sin and unbelief. It covers their eyes, blocks their sight, so that they cannot see the glory of God revealed in Jesus. They missed the best thing that God had for them. Their minds became dull. As a result, they are so ignorant that coldness and darkness are secretly breeding behind the veil. It is called spiritual blindness. If that's the case, then what about us? Do we have a veil in our lives? You may say, I'm not blinded. But we all have blind spots from time to time. Sin is always looking for opportunity to catch us, to hold us back, to pull us away from the best thing God has for us. Clement of Alexandria said, let us remove the ignorance and the darkness that spreads like a mist over our sight, and let us get a vision of a true God. With this in mind, let's see what's the godly manner the Bible teaches that needs to take place in order to be free. The key word, the vital action, is the verb turn. In Greek, it means to change one's mind or course of action, turn back or return. In this verse, it denotes a change in one's relationship with God. If you ask me how I overcame my difficulties as I spoke to you last time, it takes me many times to turn to the Lord. So let's continue. Verse 16. I'm sorry, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a freedom. God's promise for freedom is in His Spirit. What will happen after one turns to the Lord? The person will experience freedom because of God's promise. Galatians 5:1 says, It is for freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm then. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We once felt or called by others a barren, condemned, guilty, dirty, rejected, divorced, worthless, abandoned, abused, shame. But my sisters, we do not wear these veils anymore. Get rid of them. Let Christ's beauty shine through you. Look, the Holy Spirit came to bring your life. It is barren, she said, fruitless. It's condemned, it's justified. It's guilty, righteousness. It's dirty, holy. Rejected, accepted. Divorced, reconciled. Reconciled. What is this one? Worthless, abandoned, adopted, abused, healed, shame, honored. Amen. Woohoo! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! He's working inside of you to free you, enable you to choose the good will of God. Next, verse 18. Verse 18 said, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. God's glory is reflected through our unveiled face and working in true freedom. God frees you to live your life according to His will and purpose. So today, my challenge for you is examine your life now. Make sure you are freed from the things that you're struggling with before you go out doing ministry to others. It takes daily practice by turning to the Lord and constantly remember this. God calls you to be free. Amen. May God bless you, my sister. Thank you. Amen.